symbol. They have something similar in Christianity as well, where people will take the cross and then there are some countries that are in the South America where people do something like that and manage to destroy. So if we are, for example, if we are living in those cultures, if we are living in that South America, right, and we end up doing it, the people around it would be able to understand it. But if that video of what we are doing goes outside of that particular culture and people see us, they don't understand the concept of Azad, they don't understand the purpose of Hamas, and they don't understand why Karbala happened, they don't understand the principles of Karbala. They will look at us and they will say that, you know, these people are actually mad. You know, how is it possible that they are self-mutilation? They're self-mutilating themselves, right? They are sadist. They are uncivilized. They are people who are cruel. They are people who, like, for example, mothers would do kama on the heads of the babies. They're like, oh, what kind of mothers are they that are cutting their own babies? Right? So these sort of things, when they started and people were actually, instead of getting attracted to it, people coming to it, people asking us, you know, like, all of these things that you're doing, like, what are the principles of Hussein? They started going away from it, and our protest, which is the Azad of Imam Hussein, stopped having the effect which it was having before. So then the Fuqaha, they said that, you know, this thing, if it continues, it is going to damage our protest, it is going to damage the principles of Karbala, it is going to damage the image of Islam and the Muslims, and if that happens, people are going to go away from us. And if we continue doing that, then the reason why Imam Hussein's sacrifice was to save Islam, then that Islam will not be able to spread to different parts of the world, will not have that image which Imam Hussein wanted Islam to have. So therefore, the Azad of Imam Hussein, as long as it is not going against the rules and regulations of Islam, as long as the image of Islam or the light of Islam is not being affected, then it is fine. So even the fatwas that are given is that, you know, those people who have done zinjir, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, and they are going to get good reward for it. But from now onwards, people should stop doing zinjir because of such and such reasons. Some of them I have explained them to you. And some of them we do not, like, you know, the marja is not able to make the general public understand, because the general public has not studied 40 or 50 years. And there are many different things that are connected with each other in Hadith, in Quran, in Ijma, and also in logic, which requires for the person to go to house and study for 20 years, just like a person who has done PhD cannot make everything a person in kindergarten understand. They could make some things for the person in kindergarten to understand, but not everything. Okay? So my dad has done it, right? My dad has done zinjir zani, my uncles have done it, my mamas have done it. So in my day when I was young, I mean, I had one opportunity, but it kind of fell through, so I could not do it. But did I want to do it? Yes. Do I want to do it now? Yes. But me wanting to do it is something else. And when I look at Islam and what Islam is saying and what the logic behind is not to do it, then even though I want to do it, I should not do it. This is one thing. And the other is, when people are doing zinjir, there is a certain state of mind that they will get into, right? Like, I'm listening to the Masaib of Imam Shamsasam, I get so saddened that, you know, this sadness cannot stay inside of me. Right? And then tears start. But then I get so saddened that I can't even bear that, then matam I will do. To the point where it will get so much that, you know, I would take zinjir and do it. But people who are doing zinjir, they're not going through these stages. They're just doing it as a custom. Right? So even that, when people are doing it as a custom, they said it's fine, do it as a custom, it's not a problem. But when customs are affecting the laws of Islam, the light of Islam, the image of Islam, then those customs should change. And what people have done, this is they have made this into a war, into a battle, where people are divided now. People are on one side, no, and on the other side, yes. And they have gotten even people to become upset and angry at the fuqaha for that reason. Where they do not try, they're not understanding the point is that a person, a lame person like myself who loves Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this love cannot be compared to a person like Imam Khamenei, who has gone through so much religious studies and sciences, who is so high in piety and righteousness, and he is in such a manner that he is a representative, and as a representative of the 12th Imam, in that sense, where in general representation, that he, am I saying that I love more Imam Hussain than Imam Khamenei? He obviously loves Imam Hussain more, that he has sacrificed all of his life in this path. Right? If he's saying it, there must be a reason behind it. Right? A person who doesn't even pray namaz, a person who, a lot of these people who don't pray namaz, they lie, they cheat, they do all of the wrong things the whole year, they break the laws of Islam, then all of a sudden, when it comes on the 9th or the 10th of Ashura, they want to show the love to Imam Hussain Sassam by shedding their blood. That's fine. What, where is your love for the rest of the year? Right? If you really love Imam Hussain Sassam, then the rest of the year that you are there, namaz should be there, fasting should be there, hajj should be there, the respect for ulama should be there, the respect for marja should be there, the taqleed should be there, you as a muqallid should follow what your marja is saying. This is all part of showing your love to Imam Hussain. Why specifically on this custom are we going to insult our marjas? We're going to divide ourselves. We're going to think that we are better than others. We're going to start saying that I love more Imam Hussain than you do. Do we not take a couple of steps back and try to think about this? And if somebody tells us to think about it, we get upset about it? Okay. See again?
If you read Quran, but you just don't understand it,
he'll give you reward for it.
What do you say about cracking fingers?
It's makruh. Makruh means that it's not really, Allah doesn't like it, but you can, you're moved to do it, it's fine. If it becomes a habit and you are continuously doing it, you are going to damage your bones and you get arthritis.
I heard that's just a lot of people.
Okay. I have a question about Matam on my screen. When you know some people, like when you think that they do Matam until maybe they bleed, or I mean they take the shirt off and do Matam in the senior and stuff.
I mean, see, the thing is, you can do Matam when you are doing it, there are certain, like, you know, it becomes bruised, like you have those bruises, and those bruises will open up and blood will come. But they're not using any blade or anything like that to do that. Their matam is such that it just does happen. Right? Mm-hmm. So, but if they use the blade, like, you know, they put the blade in their fingers and then they do it, there is a problem. Can do it. But your question was?
They take their shirts off.
See, the thing about taking your shirt off is if we are here and we are all, like, for example, you know, guys, and nobody's making a video of it, and we're just here doing matam, right? And let's say we get hot or something like that, and somebody decides to take their shirt off, there's no problem, right? They have undershirt, and, you know, they want to take their shirt off, there's no problem. But people don't take their shirt off because they're hot. People don't take their shirt off because of any other reason, but that it is something that they are doing, right? Chalo, that is fine too. But if, when you know that there are going to be women who are going to watch that and their video is being shown, right? When you are only doing it maybe even just to show off your muscles, right? Or how hard you can do matam than the other guy. If matam is not a competition. Matam is to show the mourning that you have, to show that how sad you are because of the martyrdom of your own sensation. So if it is such that, you know, nobody else is taking a video and it's completely, you know, private and people are hot and they want to take their shirt off, not a problem. But when videos are being taken and sisters are going to watch it, and then their people's intentions, obviously Allah SWT knows best. But if it was such that, for example, an elder comes and says to them, my son, please don't take your shirt off, because I have my daughter who's going to end up seeing this, and I don't want my daughter to see it. But if this person doesn't have enough respect for that elder, there must be some other reason behind it. And that reason is probably most likely does not have to do anything with the wrong thing. Because Imam Hussain has taught us to respect our elders. And that elder is not asking anything against something which is the tenets of Islam. Now you forget about an elder, think about a Maulana. A Maulana is saying don't take your shirt off. And you're not respecting that and you still do it. And there must be some other reason than Imam Hussain. So there are certain indications of those people who are bent on doing that. That it is probably not for the sake of Imam Hussain Sahib, it's probably for the sake of something else. Okay? Our matam is fine. This matam has to be in sincerity with Imam Hussain Sahib. And the sincerity that we have to show is by following what Imam Hussain sacrificed his life for. And if anything is going against those things, then if really we love Imam Hussain, then we should let go of this. But if in that process we're disrespecting elders, we're disrespecting Maulanas, we're making YouTube videos, we are trying to get, you know, we are defaming somebody, we are doing dark, character assassination, we are dividing ourselves, we are opening new centers because they are not allowing you to do matam without the shirt, and you're making a new center so that you can do matam without the shirt. You know, when all of these things are there, right, the indication is such that the person is not really doing it for Islam. They're not doing it for Imam Hussain, they're doing it for their own satisfaction. And that is not the azam for Imam Hussain. Okay, I'm done. And I'm going to have a bit of break. And then we have a session with,